The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to this beautiful silsila the King of Baghdad الحمد لله عز وجل in this beautiful silsila We have discussed, and inshallah today as well, we will discuss regarding some beautiful aspects of the life of Sayyidina Ghausul Azam Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Every aspect of the life of our master, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, is unique. It is amazing. It has many lessons for us. Today as well, we have a very beautiful lesson. We have something through which we can inspire our lives. We have something to learn. Which can bring a change into our thinking, into our actions. It will give us a motivation. It will give us an inspiration. But before we get into the topic, let us listen to a beautiful narration regarding recitation of durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who writes durood with my name in a book, until that durood remains there, the angels will seek forgiveness for that person. Subhanallah, what a wonderful fadilat and excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You're watching the King of Baghdad. The King of Baghdad is undoubtedly our Shaykh, our master, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But is he only the king of Baghdad? He is the king of awliya. He is the king of Baghdad. He is the king of our hearts. He is the king of our minds. He is the king of many subjects of knowledge. He is the master when it comes to piety. He is a master when it comes to generosity. He is a master when it comes to education. He is a master when it comes to sincerity. He is a master when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a master when it comes to speaking the truth. He is a master of our hearts. He is the king of our hearts. But his kingdom is not only limited to us. Our master, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, is actually even the king of jinnat. He is actually the master of jinnat as well. He is so firm when it came to the world of jinnat. He is so firm when it came to the traps of Jinnat, when it came to the traps of Shaitan. Sometimes when we are alone, imagine yourself in a dark room and something unusual happens there. The first thing which may come to your mind is that maybe a jinn is troubling. But why is it happening? No, it is a jinn. It is a jinn. Because it's something which can threaten you. It is something which can get into your mind. All of a sudden you're sitting, you see a paper flying, for instance. You will think that it is wind later on, but first you will think it might be a jinn. And what happens is that a person will try to leave that place as soon as possible. He will get a friend or someone to get help or something. But see how this great Shaykh, how this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was firm against the jinnat and what sort of authority he has and he had upon the jinnat as well. Once Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was delivering a bayan, he was delivering a speech, he was preaching the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his murideen were also present there, his students were also present. All of a sudden a snake fell from the ceiling and it came very close to Sayyidi Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. It wrapped the blessed body of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh from inside the clothes. Then it came out, it took his head out from the collar side of the clothes of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Then came out, it went straight in front of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stood on its tail, looked at Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, for a while, and went away. When that snake went away, the Murideen of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, asked, "Ya Sayyidi, the snake came, it wrapped you, it came out from your collar, it stood right in front of you, it felt like as if it spoke something to you. What was it? How come you're so calm? You didn't move, you didn't shiver. What happened? And what did it speak to you if it spoke to you?" Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said that that snake was spoke to me that, "O Shaykh Abdul Qadir, I have tested so many friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have tested so many people with this trap, but I have not seen anyone as firm as you are." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Look at the istiqamat, the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, with Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has. The steadfastness, not moving even a little, not scared even for a split second. He's firm there. And the snake says, "I've tested many, but O Shaykh, I have not found anybody like you." Listen to another narration which Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali mentions himself. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, "Once I went to a jungle where I stayed for many days without eating and drinking. I had become very thirsty. Suddenly, above my head, a cloud appeared from which raindrops started falling, and a voice came that, 'O Abdul Qadir, I am your creator and I have made all the haram things halal upon you.'" Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "I recited, 'A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim,' turning the brightness of the cloud into smoke. Then I heard a voice, 'O Abdul Qadir, I have deviated so many friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this trap, with this trick, but your knowledge has saved you. Your ilm has saved you.'" Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, look at this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "You must be shaitan. Get away from here. This is not my knowledge which has saved me. This is the karam. This is the rahmat. This is the blessing of my creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has saved me." So dear viewers of Madani channel, you see, shaitan is full of tricks. Shaitan is full of traps. The trap of cloud did not work. So shaitan tried to use another trick by saying, "Oh Abdul Qadir, your knowledge has saved you." But Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, "It's not even my knowledge. It's the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has saved me." See, when a person has something, there will be thieves trying to come after it. A person has a very good car, thieves will try to hijack that car. A person has a lot of money, a person will try to keep it secure. Why? Because there may be thieves who may be after that certain wealth of yours. Women have jewelry. So women try their best that they keep their jewelry safe so that the thieves do not get hold of it. But we have a treasure. The treasure is of Iman. It is the most expensive treasure. It is the most important treasure. Now, if a wealth is big, it needs a bigger security. When a person has little bit money, he will save it, he will keep it safe, but there will not be a lot of security for it. But if a person has a lot of wealth, if a person has bundles of money, if a person has bricks of gold, he will keep it in a safe. Perhaps he will arrange guards for it. He will do as much as things as possible. But what about this most expensive gift, most expensive treasure, which is the treasure of Iman? How do we protect it? How do we save it? That was Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Shaitan came and tried to apply his tricks and traps upon him. But Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's security of Iman was brilliant and amazing. Where do we attain that security from? We can attain that security by attaining the company of good people, by attaining the company in which we learn about these pious personalities. We can attain by attaining knowledge. We can attain this security by keeping the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, where we learn these beautiful things. We learn about the seerat of Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, where we get the mindset of rectifying ourselves and the people of the entire world. You can get this company on an electronic platform as well, as easy as tuning in to Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, any time of the day you tune into Madani channel, you will be listening to some beautiful pearls of wisdom. You will be listening about the life of different awliya Allah. You will be listening regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You will be reminded about our purpose of life. You will be reminded about the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is something always there prepared for us. We just need to take it. And we have to take it, because this is our security. We need to secure our iman. Shaitan is a big thief of iman. Our iman is not something upon which we can compromise and let it go easily. We need to work hard for it. This iman is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the resources and the blessings through which we can ensure the safety of our iman. Stay connected with Dawat-e-Islami. Stay connected with this environment. With these reminders, inshallah azza wa jalla, our battery will be keeping on charge. We will be on track. We will be remembering and we will be reminded how important it is to protect our iman. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, once while advising his murids, his disciples, his followers, Ghawse Azam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "During the days when I used to stay in the jungle, frightening face troops of shaitan, equipped with different dangerous weapons, would attack me. They would throw flames of fire upon me. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I ran after them, they would disperse, they would disappear. Sometimes shaitan would come to me and then try to threaten me. But I would recite, 'La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim,' and he would burn." So this is a very beautiful advice from Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi regarding securing one's faith. That what you should do when you are attacked by shaitan, when you are being overpowered with your nafs, when you have so many different sorts of desires, one of the best things you may do at that time, and this is coming as an advice from Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that read, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim." And inshallah azza wa jal, you will feel that spirituality in you and the shaitan's trick and trap will be useless upon you, inshallah azza wa jal. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Once a foul-smelling and extremely horrifying-faced person came and stood in front of me. He then said, 'I am shaitan, and I have come to serve you because you have exhausted me and my followers.' I asked him to go away, but he refused. Suddenly, a hand from unseen appeared and struck such a blow on the head of shaitan that he sank into the ground. But he still managed to attack me with a flame of fire. Meanwhile, a horseman with his face covered came and handed me a sword. Seeing that, shaitan ran away." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, when a person keeps himself firm on the devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so when shaitan tries to attack him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates resources from the unseen. Huzur Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, "Once I saw shaitan sitting afar, and he was sad, and he was crying. Then he said, 'O Abdul Qadir, I am very much disappointed that I have not been able to mislead you.' Then Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali says that, 'O shaitan, I've never become heedless of you. Shaitan says that, O Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that's what hurts me the most, that you have never become heedless of me. Allahu Akbar. Then Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that Shaitan then disclosed many tricks and traps upon me. Regarding the worldly traps, I tried to understand those traps, worked over them for 1 year, and broke all those traps and tricks of Shaitan. And then lots of things appeared to me. I asked as to what those things were. I was told that those were the things which caused heedlessness. Because causes of heedlessness, when a person gets a victim of heedlessness, then Shaitan catches that person very easily. Now, to avoid heedlessness, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi spent another year until all those traps which put one person into heedlessness were broken. This was the sacrifice of our Peer o Murshid, Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed it is very difficult to control one's nafs, to control the shaitan. Our Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had to struggle hard for many years. He had to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for many years. He understood the traps and tricks of shaitan. He tried to fight shaitan. He took power over his nafs. He defeated shaitan. This is a lesson for us, that we do not have to feel helpless every time when shaitan confronts us. When we feel weak in the hands of our carnal desires, we need to get up, fight again. Even if we are defeated in that certain instance, we need to get up again, fight again, get up again, fight again. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the barakat of us trying again and again and again, inshallah, with the fezan of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, one day we shall succeed in defeating our nafs and in defeating the cursed shaitan. It is stated in Bahjatul Asrar, the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I spent many years in the jungles of Karkh. I used to survive on tree leaves and herbs. Every year, a person used to come and give me a wool gown to wear. In order to get rid of the love of this world, I encountered many hardships. I remained anonymous. People would consider me dumb, unwise, and insane due to my silence. I used to walk on thorns, barefoot, enter terrible caves and horrific valleys without any fear. The world used to appear to me in a beautiful form, but Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I never turned my attention towards it. My nafs used to plead to me that it would obey whatever I liked, and sometimes it used to argue with me. Allah Azza wa Jal gave me victory over my nafs. For a long time, I stayed on the plains of Madian and kept battling against my nafs. For 1 year, I consumed the things lying on the ground and did not drink water at all. For the other year, I drank only water and did not eat anything. Then, for 1 year, I neither ate nor drank anything. I would encounter extreme hardships. One night, I was tested in extremely cold weather. I would repeatedly fall asleep, and ghusl would become necessary upon me. I would immediately go to the river and make ghusl over there. On that night alone, I had to make ghusl 40 times. Allahu Akbar. Not even once he thought that already I have made ghusl 5 times. Why should I go for the 6th time? In one night, 40 times ghusl became necessary. Each time he went in a cold night, he made ghusl 40 times. This was the sacrifice. This was the process. This was the hard work which our master, our Peer o Murshid went through to bring his nafs into control, to defeat shaitan. Quoting Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allama Imam Sha'rani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written in the book Tabaqatul Kubra, at the beginning I faced many hardships. This is what Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, and this is quoted by Imam Sha'rani, that at the beginning I faced many hardships. When those hardships reached their peak, I lay on the ground and kept reciting verses 5 and 6 of Surah Alam Nashra, which are as follows. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإنما العسر يسرا إنما العسر يسرا. Translation of Kanzul Iman. So without doubt, there is ease with hardship. Without doubt, there is ease with hardship. By the blessing of these verses of the Holy Quran, all those difficulties were removed. Subhanallah. Another beautiful Madani flower given to us, an advice given to us by Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that when you feel down, when you feel tired, when you feel discouraged in the process of fighting your nafs or in any situation, recite these two verses of the Holy Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of these two verses of the Holy Quran, we will feel our heart relaxed. We will feel that our mind is at peace. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So all lovers of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, look at the sacrifice of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We know that Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is a born wali. We know that Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's kingdom is not only upon the human beings, his kingdom is also upon the jinnat. Not only are the human beings lovers of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but there are so many jinnat as well who are the lovers of Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. There are so many jinnat who made tawbah, who repented from all their deeds which they were doing in the past and became the followers and the lovers of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But yet we see what sort of sacrifice our master Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went through. 25 years in the jungle, eating leaves, sometimes eating nothing, sometimes not eating anything but only drinking water. So much of hardship, so much of sacrifice, staying in dark caves, staying in the jungles. Today we do not have to do all that. We do not have to live in the jungle. We do not have to go and live in the caves. We do not have to stay hungry. We do not have to eat leaves. We do not have to pick from the ground and eat. We have all the facilities. We have all the resources. And we have all the knowledge. And we have all the resources to attain the knowledge which these pious ancestors have sent down upon us. They have shared their experiences with us so that we can recognize the tricks and traps of shaitan. We are able to recognize the reality of the world. That is our master, that is our peer or murshid. Spending 25 years in the jungle, can't we give 3 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can't we give some time to go with the Madani kafila of Dawati Islami? Can't we give some time to correct our recitation of the Holy Quran? Can't we give some time for Madrasatul Madina Balighan? Can't we give some time to travel with the Ashikane Rasul? Can't we give some time to attend the weekly ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islam? We have the ability and we know the importance. We are the lovers of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And the love of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi demands from us that we act upon the teachings of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Those were the pious ancestors who took all the hardships, extreme levels of difficulties, so that we may be able to attain the peace today. We may be able to defeat shaitan whilst not going into those extreme difficulties. They have prepared everything in a plate for us. We just need to eat it. The possibilities are there. The platforms are there. We just need to recognize them. We just need to achieve them. They spent years for that. They spent so much for that. They spent their lives in jungles for that. They spent their nights in caves for that. We need to only sacrifice our time. We only need to sacrifice little bit so that we may also be able to recognize the traps of shaitan and learn how to encounter them. In fact, sometimes when we feel that no, we are too tired to go and attend an ijtima, we are too tired to travel with a Madani kafila, we are too tired, we do not have time to learn the knowledge of Islam, to learn the knowledge of Deen, that itself, in itself, it is a trick and trap of Shaitan. Let's start defeating Shaitan from this stage one, that no, I will defeat you. You do not want me to go to the ijtima. You do not want me to learn ilm deen. You do not want me to go madrasatul madina balighan. You do not want me to travel in a madani kafil. I defeat you starting from this stage. I am going. Let's start. Let's show some courage. We are qadiris. We are the lovers of Ghawse Paak. But when we say we are lovers, we mean it as well, inshallah. So stay connected in the madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Try to attend the istimaat of Dawat-e-Islami. Keep watching Madani channel to get this mindset and this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm on the love of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching the silsila, the King of Baghdad. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghawse Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghawse Azam, the King of Baghdad, Ghawse Azam.